Hello and welcome. This lesson walks you through a practical, intermediate Ableton Live 12 blueprint, a whiny rave piano hit designed to drive timeless roller momentum in a drum and bass drum bus. I'll guide you step by step, give concrete device settings using live stock devices, and show macro and placement tips so you can reproduce and adapt this sound quickly. Lesson overview: we're building a short, percussive rave style piano hit layered with a pitched, whiny synth tail. The end result is an instrument rack with two parallel chains, a piano body and a whine tail, with macros for whine amount, decay, brightness and width, plus a processing chain of EQ, saturation, compression, filtering, reverb and delay tailored to that 174 BPM roller pocket. What you will build: a punchy one-shot piano stab and a pitched whine tail, an instrument rack with two chains, piano simpler and whine waveable, macros map to whine amount, decay, brightness, and width, post-rack processing and MIDI/groove placement tips to lock it into a DNB roller groove. Step-by-step walk through one project setup. Set the project tempo to around 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and insert an instrument rack. Name it Rave Piano Hit Whiny Roller. Inside the rack, create two chains called Piano and Whine. Two piano chain. The transient body: drop a simpler in classic mode into the piano chain and load a bright one-shot piano or stab from Live's Pianos or Hits library. If you don't have a rave-specific stab, a clean sampled grand or e-piano chord will work. Transpose and add effects as needed. Simpler settings to aim for: mode, classic, loop off, trim start/end to the attack and main body, keep it short, filter, low pass 24 dB, cut off around 6 to 8 kHz to tame harsh highs. Amp envelope: attack 08 ms, decay 140 280 ms, shorter for tight hits, sustain 0. Pitch envelope, if available: small positive pitch bump, roughly 10-30 cents over 40-80 ms for subtle bite. After simpler, add EQ 8, gentle high shelf boost plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB around 5-8 kHz for presence. Cut 200-400 Hz by minus 2 to minus 4 dB to remove muddiness. Add a saturator in soft clipping mode. Drive around 2-4 dB, dry/wet 20-30% to add grit without destroying dynamics. Pre-whine chain: the whiny personality, insert wave-eatable on the whine chain. Use a saw or super saw on oscillator 1 with unison of 2-4 voices, and a tune between 8-25% for width. Add a second oscillator, a saw or square, at about 20% level for extra harmonic thickness. Filter and modulation: use Wave-Eatable's filter set to low pass 12 or band pass with a low starting cutoff around 400-1000 Hz. We'll modulate it. Amp envelope: short attack 0-10 ms, decay 120-300 ms. Pitch or filter modulation: give the whine a quick upward flick by setting an initial pitch envelope of roughly plus 200-600 cents with a short decay 50-160 ms. Or for subtler effect use plus 3300 cents. Optionally route a small LFO to wave-eatable position or fine pitch for micro vibrato at around 4-8 Hz with a tiny amount. Add an auto filter after wave-eatable. Type bandpass or high pass with high resonance to emphasize a peak. Map this to a macro so cutoff can move. Add a subtle frequency shifter. Shift tiny amounts 0.12 Hz. Mix wet about 10-20% to introduce metallic sidebands and enhance the whine character. Keep it subtle to avoid phasing issues. Four-layer balancing and macros: map these controls to instrument rack macros. Macro 1, whine amount, map to wave-eatable output volume, filter env amount, and frequency shifter dry/wet so this one knob brings the whine forward. Macro 2, decay, map to simpler decay and wave-eatable amp decay so both layers shorten or lengthen together. Macro 3, brightness, map to piano EQ high shelf gain and wave-eatable filter cutoff. Macro 4, width, map to wave-eatable unison detune and a small amount of chorus ensemble wet/dry for stereo spread. Set default macro positions for a balanced starting point: whine amount 30-40%, decay 50%, brightness 40-50%, width 20-30%. 5. Overall processing inside the rack or after it. Place an EQ 8 after the rack and high pass around 120 Hz to keep the hit out of sub-bass territory. Dip 300-500 Hz as needed if it gets muddy. Add saturator post-rec, soft clipping, drive to 4 dB, dry/wet 15-25%. Add glue compressor, medium attack 5-10 ms, release 0.3-0.6s, ratio roughly 2:1 to gel layers and shake transients. For roller momentum, add a sidechain compressor keyed to the kick or a group drum bus so the hit breathes with the drums. Aim for subtle pumping, not full ducking. 6 space and tails at a short reverb, decay 0.61.2s, dry slash wet 10-18%, pre-delay 10-20ms to keep the transient clear, add a ping palm or simple delay, time set to dotted 16th or 1/16, feedback 10-18%, dry slash wet 8-12% to create rhythmic echoes that reinforce the roller groove. 7 MIDI and groove placement, create a MIDI clip on the piano hit track. Use single 16th or 8th hits or a tight two-note chord. For rollers, place hits on off beats between kick and snare, for example just after the kick, a 16th after the kick, to push momentum forward. Use Ableton's groove pool. Choose a groove with slight forward timing or swing. Try timing 8-15% and quantize to 1/16. Adjust velocity in the groove to add accent variance. Set MIDI velocities between about 80-115 for energetic hits and map velocity to simpler filter cutoff, so harder hits are brighter. 8 final tweaks and checking in context. Solo the hit to dial it in, then play it with the full drum loop. Use the decay macro to fit the hit between snare hits. Shorten decay for denser sections. Always check phase and mono compatibility using utility mono. Reduce unison or chorus if the sound collapses. Save the instrument rack as a preset when you're happy. Common mistakes to avoid: whine too loud. Don't crank wavetable without reining in piano highs with EQ. Overlong reverb. Long decays smear rhythmic clarity. Keep reverb short and low wet. Excessive pitch modulation. Huge pitch bends on repeated hits can sound gimmicky. Keep whine moves to semitones or a few semitones. Not checking in context. A sound that's great solo can fight kick slash snare in the mix. Always audition with drums and bass. Phase slash mono collapse. Wide unison, chorus, and shifts can cause cancellation. Test mono often. Pro tips: automate whine amount across arrangement to boost momentum in build-ins and reduce it for sparse sections. Make two variations. A short clipped hit and a longer whiny version. Switch via chain selector. For extra grit, add a tiny amount of redux on the whine chain for aliasing character. To make a more formant-like whine, automate auto-filter cutoff upward during decay. Sidechain the hit lightly to the kick with a short attack and longer release so the transient still punches through. Save presets transposed to different keys or map a key macro for fast reuse. Mini practice exercise: create an 8-bar drum loop at 174 BPM with kick, snare and hats. Build the instrument rack following the piano and whine steps and add the processing chain. Program a 1-bar piano hit pattern that places hits on the and of beat 1 and the e of beat 3, experimenting with offbeat placements. Apply a groove from the groove pool, set timing to 10% and velocity to 12%. Automate whine amount from 35% in bars 1-4 to 70% in bars 5-8. Render and listen for how the whine increases roller momentum. Recap: you now have a focused blueprint. A 2-layer instrument rack with a tight piano transient and a whiny wavetable tail, mapped macros for quick shaping, stock device processing chains, and MIDI slash groove placement tips to lock the hit in a DNB roller groove. Use the macros and the mini exercise to iterate quickly and adapt the hit across tracks. Extra coach notes: quick orientation and deeper tips keep the aim tight. This hit is a percussion voice, a rhythmic punctuation that adds momentum without stealing melodic or subspace. Always design and check the hit in context with drums and bass. Piano chain deeper tips. If you lack a rave stab, layer 2 piano samples or detune 1 slightly for thickness. Use transient shaping with fast compression or drum bus for a harder initial hit. Use a surgical boost at 3-5 kHz for bite, and control body with a low shelf cut around 120-180 hz if needed. Whine chain advanced shaping. Use a pitch envelope for the initial yelp and a filter envelope for the tail. Map both to the decay macro for cohesive behavior. Modulate wavetable position with a short envelope for musical formant-like movement. If auto filter gets too nasal, parallel process the whine. One resonant chain and one body chain blended together. Macro mapping guidelines: map multiple parameters per macro but limit ranges. For example, whine amount might map to wavetable volume 0 to plus 6 dB, filter end 0-70%, frequency shifter wet 0-25%. Consider inversions: map decay so longer decay reduces aggressive pitch flicks automatically. Mixing and routing tips: route this hit into your drum bus for shared glue processing. Use sends for reverb slash delay to keep space consistent. Use parallel processing: a dirty saturated duplicate blended with a clean transient preserves attack while adding grit. For stereo tails, keep low mids mono and test in mono. Groove and MIDI nuance: nudge specific MIDI notes by 10-30 ms for pushes and combine with velocity variation for human feel. Map velocity to sample start or wavy-dable noise level for more dynamic response, arrangement and automation ideas. More fine amount and width across sections. Low for verses, higher for drops and builds. Use chain selector for short/long/filtered swaps and automate it for live variation. Creative variations and quick presets. Tight punch, short decay on simpler, low whine, higher transient compression, sweeping formant. Longer decay, high auto filter resonance and upward cutoff automation. Lo-fi roller, small redux on the whine. Coarse wet, tape style saturation on the bus. Troubleshooting checklist, if hit disappears in mix, check that your low cut isn't too aggressive and that side chain isn't overdone. If harshness occurs, reduce piano high shelf and unison detune. Use narrow cuts at 3/6 kHz if necessary. If mono collapse causes dropout, cut stereo effects below -1 kHz and reduce unison slash chorus. If CPU spikes, reduce wavy-dable unison voices, freeze or resample when finalized. Workflow efficiency and final ear checks build modularly, piano first, then whine. Map decay early so you can audition tight vs long quickly. Save presets at major flavors and resample your final hit to a one-shot audio file for fast use. Reference classic roller tracks to check decay, presence and stereo movement. Match loudness when comparing so you're judging timbre, not volume. Live performance and arrangement shortcuts map whine amount and width to hardware knobs for instant control in a set. Pre-render a few preset variations to drum rack pads for fingered launching.